You've outlined, I guess you could call it a 10-year plan to eventually approach another referendum on constitutional recognition for First Nations people. But before then, are there priorities in your mind around some of the structural changes that are needed within these 10 years?
I think at the moment we do already have probably too many processes of consultation, and I say that in inverted commas, consultation with First Nations people, but they're not meaningful. Most of the time they're not with the right people. And we consistently see governments and politicians consulting with elites, people who don't necessarily represent First Nations people and communities on the ground, and who really don't know what the solutions are for those communities. So changes in those kinds of processes would make a huge difference in the meantime until we get to a point where we're going to another referendum where community voices are guaranteed to be at the table through a voice structure that are constitutionally protected.
Who do you mean by elites?
People that already have a voice, people that don't represent community and don't have that authority and experience, which is why the voice design principles were very, very clear that this will be a bottom-up approach. People who did attend the regional dialogue process that were put forward by their own communities to represent the voices of their communities. We consistently see government saying that, well, at all levels of government saying, well, we've consulted with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on this issue, but then there's no further information as to who that is or what process that is. And when we go back to the right to self-determination, that has to be people that we as First Nations people have put forward as our representatives. That is our right. And that's not being respected in these processes.
Mm. You spent most of your 20s campaigning and pushing for constitutional recognition and the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Are you optimistic? Are you hopeful that you will be able to see that kind of change and that your generation will be able to create that kind of change?
I am optimistic. You know, I don't want that to sound fluffy because there's ups and downs. And post-referendum, it took the Uluru Dialogue team months to work through all of the emotions and what we describe as going through the processes of grief, because that's what it was. I think as a young person, one of the best pieces of advice given to me post-referendum by senior leadership, senior Aboriginal leadership, was as young people, our first big no, but our elders have been through this before. And that, I guess, could be described as hard love because they haven't given up. Otherwise, we wouldn't be at this stage. And as young people now, we don't have the luxury to give up in order to keep going. And so having younger generations coming up as well, not only is it our future on the line as young First Nations people in this country, but also the legacy that we leave behind for the next generation coming up. So for us, that's what gives us the optimism and that's what gives us the hope that we want to see a better future. We don't want to continue to see the status quo upheld. And we don't want to leave this unfinished business, this unresolved issue to the next generation to come. We want to see our communities thrive and we want to see Australia be a place where no matter who you are, where you come from, this is a place where you belong, you're recognised and you're able to really thrive in whatever you choose to do in your life.
Bridget Karma, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Bridget Karma, co-chair of the Uluru Youth Dialogue. Since recording, New South Wales Police have confirmed they will extend a protest declaration preventing the authorisation of public assemblies following the Bondi attack. But they have drastically reduced the area to allow Invasion Day marches through the CBD to go ahead. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can also leave us a review. I'm Nord Haydar. Thanks for listening.